Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, I was the next man up. You know, we predicate ourselves as a defense that prides themselves on smashing the run. So whether our top run defender is out or not, we still got to do that.
Why have you and Deshaun worked so well together?
He does his job, I do mine.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It is almost 4 o'clock on a football Friday. That means kaboom. Did you give yourself that nickname, Mark, or did somebody do that for you?
Oh, man, that might have been of all people, that might have been Mike Byers, the legendary O.J. Mike Byers from the Beaver
OJ?
County Times. O.J., because...
You mean the O.G.?
O.G.?
Oh, no, he's O.J.
O.J. Simpson?
No, everybody called him O.J. for some reason. Oh. I can't remember why.
Did he run like O.J. in high school or something?
He and Tony Dorsett once combined for 2,000 yards in... high school.
Oh, so he was like responsible
for 17 yards.
Yeah, seven. I gotcha. I like that.
Yeah, I think it was something like I wrote a story once about Ryan Clark. So this was 18, 20 years ago, whatever it was. And he made the big hit on somebody. And when I wrote it, I put some color into it. And I said, and all of a sudden, kaboom. And he read that and it just.
You became the big kaboom.
I guess.
Does McAfee call you kaboom?
No.
No. Those guys don't.
I don't think so. Mike, I don't, think they, know that. I don't think they know that in the Midwest yet.
Is Pittsburgh the Midwest?
No.
What is it?
Northeast. Or Mid-Atlantic. I don't know if it's the Northeast. I would definitely call it the Mid-Atlantic.
Is it East Coast or is it Midwest if you had to
it's
pick one
East
of those
Coast.
Two?
It's not the East Coast. I mean, you got to drive 6 hours to get to the
coast. You just said it's not the Midwest,
We don't
though.
Feel Midwest. I'm with Mark on this. We don't feel like a Midwest
what
town.
What do we feel like?
Mid-Atlantic.
I just gave you a choice of two.
Then I
you
would
can't
say East
make
Coast.
Up a third.
Then I would say even though we're not near the coast, I would still call us East Coast.
We're not the South. We're not the East Coast. We're not the North.
There's nothing West
East.
About us.
We're not West.
We're not even Midwest.
We're the gateway to the Midwest.
That's, I thought
Some
that
would
was
tell
like,
you.
St.
That's
Louis.
St. Louis is the gateway to the West.
Yeah. I didn't go into the arch. I was afraid of it when I was in St. Louis.
Better arch, St. Louis Arch or Golden Arches?
Well, my God.
I've been to the Golden Arches many more times than I've been to the St. Louis
How about
Louis
the one
arch?
In Breezewood? Tomlin was making that out like it was the greatest place on planet
the
Earth.
The one in Altoona, right? I think I'll skip that one when I'm heading to Philadelphia. But
Oh, you're making a joke about Luigi
I'm
over there,
not
huh?
Making a joke.
No, I think you are.
I think that's exactly
you
what
can
you're
read
doing.
That
There's no other way to read it, Mark. That's exactly what you're doing right now, man.
You just chuckled after you said
you know
it because
what?
You just
I found it quite interesting he mentioned Breezewood, and I mentioned this on the
Then he mentioned the Whippeal, and that was the wrong
that's
year to
I
be
said.
Mentioning
that's
a Whippeal versus
they haven't won
Philly.
Anything.
Yeah.
Got murdered in
First
those
time
games.
Since like 92 or 93, yep. The Whippeal has not won a state championship, and he's comparing it to that.
You've adopted my attitude towards talking on the radio because you said something that pissed people off this week. My Lord.
What's that?
That Pickens shouldn't play until the playoffs?
Yeah. I mean, well, why? I mean, first of all, it's going to be hard for him to get healthy until the Bengals game, right? And if you're at the Bengals game, it's probably going to be decided where you're going to be at that point. Why not wait? My point was...
Well, I'd get him loose in that game. That way he's not going cold into the playoff game.
I don't think I would. If you're at that point...
Clearly you wouldn't, because you literally said you wouldn't play him until the playoffs.
I would not play him. I mean, if I don't even think I would play him if everything was on the line, a home game was on the line for the Cincinnati.
Well, then you might go into the playoffs on a four-game losing streak then.
That's fine. I'd rather go in with
fine.
I'd rather go into a four-game losing streak into the playoffs with 110% healthy George Pickens than maybe 70%.
Well, so now you're maybe coming around to my idea. Let's start resting guys in this game then.
Nah,
if it's all about being healthy, well, you just said that with George.
I will not go down that route.
You just said rest a healthy pretty much a healthy George against the Bengals to be extra safe. What's the point of trying to go all out to win this game?
Well, you're not going to go all out. You're just going to play who you always play. You're going to do what you always do. You're not going to go into a Philadelphia game and say, I'm going to put Justin Fields in because Russell Wilson needs 7 extra reps of rest.
Why not?
I mean, I just think that's ridiculous.
You just said rest your best player if
I'm
you've lost 3 games in a row.
Because he is injured and you don't want to have
No, you
any
pretty much
chance.
Implied that he wouldn't be injured for the Bengals game, that you wanted to be precautious to get him
we're
to, quote, 110%.
We're talking about grade 2 hamstring.
I know. So
and a hamstring can go right like that, boom.
But you're implying that if the trainer said, yeah, we think he can play against Cincinnati, you would still say, let's be on the
yes.
safe side and rest
with
him against the, yeah, okay.
Yes.
So how is that really any different
I'm
from what I'm saying, Chris?
You guys keep this going. I'm enjoying this.
I don't see any benefit of sitting
anybody.
And
why play Russell Wilson in this game?
That's what I'm saying. Thank you, Chris.
Well, I'm asking Mark. I know you're saying that, Pony. Why? What's the point of playing Wilson in this game?
What I mean, because he's a starting quarterback
calf
of a team that's 10-3.
What if the calf strain started barking again?
Hayward's old. Rest him.
T.J. Watt just might have a pec tear waiting to happen.
He might, Somebody might.
I do think it's curious that you feel like it's much more important to that, like the risk of playing Pickens with a home game on the line would not be worth it. You'd rather go in with a 4-game losing streak and just not have courted that risk. That was eye opening to me.
If we're going to week 18 and things are pretty much decided, yeah, I would sit Pickens. I would sit Watt.
Would you sit Russ? If they are locked into where they're going to play and what and who they're going to play, would you sit Russ for week 18?
I guess it would depend on how many snaps that
Fields has, because we can't. Well, then just play right? Kyle Allen at that point. Seriously.
But Mark, you're saying about like deciding things. This game is no bearing on the AFC North. You lose this game by 30 points, you come back and beat Baltimore on Saturday and you win the division.
I just don't think it's a good precedent to say go into a place with a team that's one of the 2 or 3 best teams in the league and say, we don't need this one, so we're going to play Isaiah Loudermilk a little bit more. You have to keep that momentum going.
Well, Tomlin admitted on your boss's show that basically that this is a joke by the NFL, and he wants Pat to go bitch to the league about it.
Well, maybe not this game right here because it's still a four-week.
If Pat were going to go bitch to the league in a formal Park Avenue capacity, would he have like a cut-off shirt and tie?
Oh, like the AD at North Carolina yesterday?
Does Pat have, or like, here, Mark, I'll give you a WWE reference. Would he look like Val Venus in Right to Censor with a cut-off tie and shirt and everything like that?
I don't even get that reference, and I find it funny because the guy's name's Venus.
Well, he was a porn star originally, and then he became all pro censorship.
Yeah, the big Valbowski.
The Godfather became the good father. He didn't have hoes.
Mark,
and
you've been pretty good
anymore.
You've done a pretty good job of predicting these Steelers games this year. Do you agree with Chris and I that without these guys, they're going to get crushed on Sunday?
I don't think they're going to get crushed. I think they'll lose. But I don't think they're at the point where they're going to go in like the last couple of times they were in Philadelphia and just absolutely.
I think they're going to be down like 21-3 or something, or 14-3, and never feel like they're in the game. I just think they're going against right now, taking everyone's health into account. I think the Lions have the best roster if they're all healthy.
A hornet's nest.
This is the best roster in the NFL in Philly right now, health wise. Dude, tell me where there's a weak spot on that entire roster.
Well, the past couple weeks has been the quarterback, but
as a passer.
They're 9-0, and he leads the league in rushing touchdowns.
I said to Chris, they're basically running the offense with Fields. They're just much better at it.
That defense can throw Jalen Carter at you, Jordan Davis.
But those guys, I think, are a little bit aren't having the best of years. They're huge, right? And they can block things up. But I don't.
Oh, I think Carter's been an absolute animal.
I think Jordan Davis has been pretty much of a disappointment.
I agree with that. I think they would tell you that too.
So I would probably. I mean, if Ogunjobi was in, would probably take the Steelers.
Do you think they can shut down Saquon Barkley? The Steelers. Do you think they can actually stop
them? They're
going
to do everything in their power to do it.
I know they're going to, but do you think that their efforts will pay off?
I think they can stop him in the running game, but that doesn't mean they can stop him altogether. I mean, or sometimes they can just fling it to him and he has, what, 30, 40 catches on the year? I don't think he had any last week.
Mark, you watch these games.
I think he can get some yards.
You watch these games with a very keen eye.
Even if they're the game from last week.
Hey, now.
True.
Hey, now.
How did you think Chiefs and Chargers was the game last night?
Well, I mean, I can explain it.
Well, we got time here.
First of all, I have the Fire Stick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go on the TV. So at the top, it gives you like suggestions. So I click it on. I'm like, okay, I'm not going all the way through my Prime app. It says, oh, a game's on. I hit it, click it, go lay on the couch. And what do you do when you lay on the couch and you see a boring game? You're not even paying attention. You're scrolling on your phone. And I'm just looking. I'm thinking, okay, I'm watching a little bit. Then I'm thinking, oh, I can't believe it. Trent Williams, man. Kirk Herbstreit misidentified him. And I'm looking, yeah, boy, the Chiefs stink. And I'm not looking. I'm not paying attention much. Kids are yelling, how do you do division? And you're asking the wrong person. and all of a sudden it hit me. I looked at him like, it's the Chiefs and Chargers. What in the world am I doing?
Can we go back to the kids are asking me, how do you do division?
Yeah. You should have handed them a calculator.
You know what? I got a really, really good thing now. When my daughter asked me how to do long division, I'm like, you just want me to give you the answer. That's not going to do you any good on your test. I'm thinking, I don't think I know.
And then she is, I was going to say, you are just covering incredibly for not actually knowing.
But I wasn't really 100% engaged in the game as it was, so that's how it got through.
Mark, Ogunjobi, the same things that were used to give Myles Garrett the player of the year last year, dubiously, Ogunjobi is rated out as like the best run defender in the entire league as far as win block rate goes, or beating the block.
Block win rate.
Yes, block win rate.
He doesn't even know the term.
Block win rate does not result in tackles, apparently, right?
But he's defeating blocks, so he's theoretically.
Because I said to Chris, I felt all year like he's been a disappointment or not an impact player, and here's this stat that says he's actually been great at that one job. Do your eyes tell you that?
No, I mean, no.
No, okay.
I mean, at some point you have to make plays. I mean, you can beat the block, have the win block win rate, whatever it is, whatever the stat analytic of the week is, which seems
I mean, Aaron Smith wouldn't make plays per se, but the way he
defeated blocks.
Yeah, but that's not what you ask these defensive linemen to do.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
In this
that
defense now, it's a playmaking position.
Yeah, I mean, compared to two gap, one gap type of
situation. Do you think Elliott's a big loss?
Significant, because you can make an argument that he was, you know, I guess outside defensive player of the year for him. I mean, of course, Hayward and Watt are in there, but he's been that good. Minka's going to have to step up. KZ's a different player than Elliott. So I would imagine those two flipping a little bit, and I think you're going to have to be very, very careful.
More snaps this game. That's a power running team, a Landon Roberts or a Peyton Wilson.
I mean, early on it's going to be a Landon Roberts because you're going to have to stop that run game. But like I said, you can put him in the situation of the three wide receivers and the tight end to force him off the field as well, then running up there. That's why it's very key to have good defensive line play. So Benton's going to have to play well. Loudermilk's going to have to play a little bit better. I think, was Adams questionable?
Yep.
I don't know how much he'll be getting in there as well, but if you don't stop them, I mean, it's the cliche you hear constantly. You don't stop the run, you don't have any chance. This is times 100. You have zero chance of beating the Eagles unless you stop this guy.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. You know the voice and the face. Mark Cabali in studio with us. He's changed the background on his phone to Harry Callis in a Christmas costume, a Santa outfit. Where did you get that?
Well, apparently Harry Callis is a big deal in Bethel Park something. And the funny thing is, he was given awards yesterday, and it was on like social media, and he was behind a was a lectern or whatever the heck that is.
Podium.
And you could barely see over his head, so it really caught my eye. So I was scrolling through it and found the very festive picture of Mr. Callis.
Callis had an unbelievable moment yesterday.
He did.
We went for our 93.7 fan lunch, and we walk into with the entire staff, and we walk in, and Mark Madden is sitting at the table right next to ours. And Madden says to Callis, "Oh, you must be Harry Callis." And Callis goes to him, "Who are you?" And then he told Callis to get lost.
Was Callis? Oh, I can see Callis not knowing who he
was. Oh, yeah.
Didn't he have a Twitter beef with Madden at one point?
It was the under the same like auspices. Yeah. It was like, "I don't know. Who are you? I don't know who you are." Hello.
Yeah, so Callis big-timed him.
That's pretty funny. Both sides.
When you guys traded for Mike Williams, you said you didn't know yet if he was the right fit for this offense. Given the sample size that you've seen from him now, do you feel comfortable saying that he is the right fit?
Keep watching. Very much in development. Again, as I've mentioned, seen some quality playmaking in practice. Thought last weekend was a significant step in seeing some more, and so let's hope that that continues.
Mike Tomlin. You know people want to see more of in this game? Ben Skowronek.
Dirtbag.
People are loving Ben Skowronek, man. I like him, too. He's a...
Arthur Smith called him a dirtbag.
In a good way?
He's a dirtbag.
What's that mean?
He's willing to get his...
nose dirty.
Some dirt under his fingernails, Pony. You, as a blue-collar man, would know all about that.
I talked to him before even Arthur said that, and I said, "Play all these positions, man. What do you call yourself?" He goes, "Football player." I'm like, oh, man.
He say it in that voice too, like he was trying to be the Joker.
Very, very monotone. You would think that he,
football,
you know,
player.
The guy who has a, you know, I don't know if it's a mullet, but longer hair, and
yeah,
you would think that he would be a little bit
like a personality guy, like Gardner Minshew.
Boom, straightforward, no nonsense.
Man, I wouldn't even mess with him if he feel like his hair is a mullet. He might just think that's the style of the day.
Mark, who do you think is going to be the leading receiver for the Steelers in this game? Malzi said Mike Williams.
I thought I said Calvin Austin.
Oh, Calvin Austin, that's right. I said Jalen Warren. I think it's going to be something odd. I think it's going to be somebody kind of off the board.
We're talking about targets, receptions, yards.
Yards.
It's not going to be any of the running backs when we come to yards.
Why not? Last week, 48 yards was the leading receiver. You're telling me Jalen Warren can't do that in a game?
Did he have 24 last year? And he had, what, 6 targets last week? I mean, it's not like he had a ton. I mean, even Najee the week before.
I don't see our receivers getting open against their corners in this game.
All you need is one big one, and that's why if you're going total yards, your best bet would probably be Austin to be able to break one.
They've been the best team in the league at suppressing hitting big plays in the past.
And the Steelers are the best team in the league at creating
them.
Well,
you know what? This is we'll give them their test. You know, we've been talking about this team can win any way possible. You want to play defense, you want to kick field goals, you want to run the ball, you want to pass the ball. I mean, if you're going to go out here now, you're going to probably want to limit possession time on the other side.
I was
going to
say,
right?
That was we said that when George was healthy. I don't feel like they can win a shootout on Sunday. If the game's in the 30s, I'm going to pick them to.
What I'm saying is now they have the ability to now switch from 2 weeks ago where they put up 44 points.
Now it's back to Steelers-Ravens.
You know, yes.
Oh, I think Tomlin 16. Loves like the thought of what this game could be, like a slop fest.
Yes, yes. I think that might be their only opportunity to win.
I just think the Eagles are very well equipped to win those. This is an insane thing I'm going to say here.
Oh.
Probably.
A break from
just in principle.
The usual stuff?
No. Are we like actually not giving Calvin Austin enough respect as far as like the player he's turned into?
I think he's had a nice year.
He's their leading receiver for touchdowns if you just go by the wide receivers. Freiermuth has 5, he now has 4 though. Like the dude actually is for somebody I thought was never going to truly develop into a threat at this level, he actually is. Like, he's a guy that I think would strike some fear into my heart if I were Vic Fangio, because if you let him get behind you one play and Russ has time, you probably are giving up a touchdown.
And Adam Thielen killed Cooper DeJean. Not that that's apples to apples because they're not built the same way, but at least a guy in the slot did do a number on them last week, Mark.
Yeah, I think Austin's played pretty well, and he's...
I draw something up early for him where you try to max protect and just hope you get something and just throw it deep.
We're killing the Eagles for their slow starts. How about what we draw up? We haven't scored a touchdown on an opening drive all year, Mark.
Uh-oh.
What's that all about?
I'm going to bust his rear end for saying we.
Go ahead. I'm just ranting here.
I mean, if he's, he gave, says we, Twitter's going to be more mad at him because they don't want him to be considered
part of the team. Matt Canada hell for never drawing up opening drive touchdowns, and it's the same thing this year.
But the difference was Matt Canada wouldn't draw up second quarter touchdowns or third quarter touchdowns or fourth quarter touchdowns either. So if there's going to be one thing that you're going to give him a pass on, it would be that. But, yeah, it would be nice to get out to an early lead if you're the Steelers. I don't know what that is. I mean, I don't know how the script goes. I mean, the script is so vague. It's not like they go play 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. They just basically pick the 10 favorite plays. It doesn't mean that, you know, I mean, when you think about script, you think there's like, I'm going to run this first play. This is going to be my second play. It just doesn't work that way. I don't know even how much people use a script. I never even asked Arthur about his script. So, I mean, I tell you one thing, though. Russell, and I've went through a couple games recently, is those first couple drives, he's went to like five different receivers and six different receivers in the past two or three games of not repeating throwing to that guy. You know what I'm saying? He'll go with Najee, then Jalen, the Van, the Freiermuth. Maybe that
is that has, a calculated effort, you think, to get everybody involved, feel like everyone's
into the game?
Either get everybody
involved or to be able to see how they play certain guys, certain situations.
My big concern about this is without Pickens, I just have not seen – I haven't seen one Arthur Smith seemingly scheme guys open that often.
Well, he did with Austin on a touchdown.
Okay, he's done it with Austin. Austin's fast enough to get open, too, a little bit on his own. But I just worry about them creating separation. Quinyon Mitchell looks like a stud. DeJean might have given up yards to Thielen, but like DeJean still looks really good.
You know, we talk about Tomlin games on the other side. This might be a Tomlin game on – the side of nobody's giving them a shot. Let's go in there and.
Well, he's been really good in those spots.
You know, can you name the game? Tomlin's a 5.5-point dog in this game. In his career, can you name the biggest regular season win he's had as far as largest point spread against him? They were a 9.5-point underdog.
You're going to give me a year?
It's in the last 5 years.
Last 5 years is probably. You said five. It must
last 3 years, and it was a home game. Let's see if you can get it with all those hints. They were a 9.5-point underdog, and they won.
They haven't played the Chiefs at home in a while.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Oh.
5, 4, 3.
I don't like pressure like
two.
This. I will say the Jets.
Brady Buccaneers. When Mitch came off the bench, 9.5-point underdogs. But no, he's good in these spots. But like,
how did I say the Jets?
Except not in Philly.
That's the other thing. Like, I do think if he wants to play the classic Mike Tomlin game, they just are unfortunately way better equipped. And I say this, like, and people probably think, oh, it's typical sports talk topic. I think one of their chances to win is if A.J. Brown loses it and just takes himself out of the game, because it's obvious that he and Jalen Hurts have a problem with each other now. Like, I know that that's tabloid stuff. People don't like to hear about
sometimes
that.
Sometimes the stuff in the tabloids is true.
Right. People
sometimes
like,
Jennifer
God,
Lopez really doesn't like Ben Affleck
anymore. Talk X's and O's. Talk real ball. That's real ball. Their best wide receiver is obviously pissed at the quarterback and doesn't think he's doing a good enough job at getting him the ball. The quarterback's response was to say, this is the quarterback I am. If you don't like it, too bad. This is what I'm going to be.
Then probably the most well-respected veteran
Graham,
on the team.
Who's not who's out for the year, by the way.
Mark, you know what happened if this was a Ben situation? He'd throw A.J. Brown about 10 times in the first 15 plays to try to quell the situation. That's what he would do with AB. He'd force it.
Do you think Ben would go rogue if like the game plan was to not do that? He would just say, screw it, I'm going
to
do this.
I think
this.
The game plan basically would be to do it, though, because they knew they had to
get
Antonio.
Well, the game plan would be whatever Ben wanted the game plan to be.
Yeah, that's the difference. I mean, with Russell would throw the open guy. Ben throws to the guy he wants to. I mean, at least from time to time.
Mark, how do they run the ball in this game on the Eagles? How do they do? You think they can do that?
Yeah,
effectively, consistently.
I think they can run it good enough. I mean, we're not going to be looking here Sunday at 8 o'clock and seeing some crazy numbers, but you can run effectively and hold on to the ball. You don't need to have the 12, 18 yard, 25 yard gains if you're able to move the chains. Do the 3-4 yards per carry and stay on the field. I think that's how you win.
So if they put 8 in the box, you think the Steelers say, screw it, we'll put Pruitt and Washington in the game and we'll just run it at you anyways?
Nah, I don't know.
I think they will put 8 in the box.
If they do put 8 in the box, they're going to trust Russell to be able to do something.
Well, he is undefeated there. He let everybody know that. And he's never lost a state championship game either, apparently.
And according to Howard Eskin of Philadelphia, he held their plane up on the tarmac so that they had better food on their flight for him personally the last time they were in there for a playoff game. That's what Howard Eskin said. He said Russell made their plane wait to leave so that he could get food he liked on the plane.
Wasn't he in the news recently?
He was.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, you can Google that if you want.
Because I mean, I'm not too familiar with him, but that's always cracks me up when people from the outside has negative stuff.
Has Russ been pretty good in that respect, as far as you can tell in the room?
He was very nice to us when we met him on Tuesday.
I don't see anything.
Like, do you see guys, like, actually, is he approachable to those guys? I know that when we see him on camera in Hard Knocks, it's like the dapping up, but is he one of the guys in that room?
Yeah, I mean, we saw it.
As much as he can be.
You saw the Hard Knocks with Broderick Jones in the huddle, right?
Yes.
Yep.
And I asked him about that Broderick, and he thought it was funny, and he says the guy's just unbelievable. And they all love him. Yeah,
so he's taking jokes if they're cracking him. He's cool with it.
Okay. He's fine with it. What I've seen now, how he dealt with stuff in Denver and Seattle, I can't say. But what I've seen from him here is what you see is what you get for him. I mean, everybody seems to love him.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. A Doran Dickerson prediction on this game that I want Mark to hear when we come back. But first, a headline.
Christmas Eve again, and the drunk tank.
4:30.
An old man said to me,
time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings.
Another one.
The Eagles offensive line, yes. They make a cameo later. The Eagles offensive line puts out a Christmas album every year. So this is Jason Kelsey singing.
I know Jordan Mylett.
He sounds
really
like
good,
the dude from Disturbed. Or like when they're like Disturbed tries to do the Sound of Silence and
tries to.
You love that version, don't you?
Yep. The great version.
Would you listen to this, Charlie?
Disturbed or the Christmas album?
The Christmas album by the Eagles offensive line.
Nah, I'm good.
I hate the Eagles, the actual band, and I don't like this any better.
Good thing Donnie's not producing. Jason Kelsey's like his favorite football player of all time. He would take offense to that.
There has to be some auto-tune going on.
Oh, yeah. Jason Kelsey doesn't sound like that. It sounds like an actual, like, gravelly singer. He sounds like Tom Waits.
Burl Ives.
You can pod this down, Charlie.
The piano has been drinking.
Are you aware of the time Dave Wanstead put out a Christmas album?
I am not.
Here it is in all its glory, one of his big lead singles.
Here's a sample off that.
Silent night, holy night, always calm, always bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Here's the best part.
Holy infant, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Yeah, that was not as popular as the Terry Bradshaw album that went out.
I have two thoughts coming out of that. How he says mild will never not be tender and mild.
Did you know that was a real thing, Mark?
M-A-U-H-L-D, mild. And then here's a thought.
I never knew Baldwin had an accent.
He's got one. You get all these people in like a church setting, right? Singing like the recessional hymn. Better chance than not that more of them than not sound like Wanstead when they try to sing. So how the hell does a room full of generally bad off-key singers end up singing something that sounds passable as a group of like 500?
You should officially invite him to your party next Wednesday.
Dude, if we got Wani to sing that song...
Doran's his BFF. He should put out the invitation, put out the bat signal.
Bring the house down. Honest to God, if he's in Chicago right now, which isn't he, probably?
Maybe in Florida for the winter, he might be
one of
those snowbirds.
If we could just get Wani to get into a recording studio and record a song for karaoke, I think it would bring the house down.
I give him credit for having the balls to put out a Christmas single.
Question about that single, Pony. You would know since it happened on your buddy Danny Parkin's old Chicago show.
Yeah.
Did they intentionally drop out at parts for Wani's solos?
Yeah, they did. They scripted parts in for him to be the...
And he knew, but he knew going in he would have his little solo parts.
Yeah.
Okay.
He rehearsed and practiced.
I could tell he practiced.
Didn't Giannotti used to do Christmas songs?
Yeah, it's like Vinny.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty funny about recording.
Well, yeah. I mean,
maybe
Greg...
It's Cold Outside, a duet with Vinny and Ron. He did that.
That's kind of a creepy song for real, though. Baby, It's Cold Outside. Is it not?
They're trying to now do that with you on the midday show. Did you know that? Trying to turn you into Christmas song fodder, Malzy?
You two are very popular, by the way.
Up on the housetop, Malzy waves. His favorite Steeler linebacker was Lauren Tate.
Second part was who?
Lauren Tate.
Mark on the housetop, Malzy waves.
His favorite linebacker was Lauren Tate.
That's not good.
Mark, your reaction when that started to play was to like seize up like something horrible had happened.
What
to
were
you
going to say about the two of us?
Oh, yeah. I broke my glasses the other day. So mm-hmm. I stop in to get my glasses fixed and I'm checking out and the guy looks at me and goes, hey. I'm like, oh, hi. He goes, I see you on the Palm Show. Yeah. He goes, by the way, I hear you on that radio too. Boy, do I hate that Filippone guy.
Wow.
I was like, he goes, I can't stand listening to him. Everything out of his mouth makes me upset. Then he pauses a little bit and goes, you know who else I don't like? That guy with the big head.
And who is that, Chris?
No, somebody else.
Man.
That was the...
And I'm like, okay, nice to
that
see
was the
you.
Big, wow. That was the big takeaway from our Russell Wilson Sierra picture is, wow, Malzy has a humongous head.
So he's hate listening to everything that gets
yeah,
said.
Yeah, I need to shout out our pal Johnny the Barber, who has had this show on YouTube streaming in his barber shop all day and wants us to know. Wants a shout out for his buddies.
Well, buddies, you got a shout out. Here is Doran's prediction on what's going to happen in this game on Sunday.
Off the wall prediction. Here we go. Kenny Pickett will have a touchdown in this game. Yes, he will.
Mark, would you bet on that?
No. He's thinking it's going to be a blowout, and he's going to get the...
That's why I think it could
I might do
happen.
An alternate line thing where I pick Kenny Pickett over under 0.5 completions. I might take that. I don't know what kind of number you'd get there, but I would do it. If Kenny came into the
Kenny's
game...
Kenny's not coming into a game that's a competitive game.
Unless Hurts gets injured. Like, if Hurts actually suffers a real injury, can you imagine our show on Monday... If the Steelers are down like 17-3 in the early third quarter, Hurts goes down with an obvious like severe ankle injury. In comes Kenny Pickett and the Steelers just roar back to victory.
Mark, is he so disliked because of how things ended and him basically wimping out late in the year and then asking for a trade that if he played in this game, they'd really want to rough him up?
I don't think the Steelers care, no.
You think the fans?
No, I think the fans just didn't like the fact
that wasn't sure. If
wanted out. I think that's the big thing there with him.
Sure. I just was curious if the players would want to take
players,
it out on him.
I don't think the players really.
I think the players would smell blood in the water on the field, if he was out there.
Do you? I mean, we're doing trivia here. Okay. When was the last time Kenny Pickett threw a touchdown?
When was the last time Kenny Pickett threw a touchdown? Well, he has not thrown one in Philadelphia yet.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. We're looking obviously last three games. The Indy game, Trubisky was in.
Played.
When did he get hurt?
He got hurt in the Arizona game, but he missed a touchdown pass in that game. Actually, a couple probably.
He didn't throw one against New England, did he?
I'm going to say it was the Cincinnati game.
Funny thing is, I should have an answer, but I don't.
I think it was too, Pony.
Well, it's Freiermuth, right?
I think he hit a touchdown pass in the Cincy game. I don't think he threw one after that. We were doing that same thing with Claypool. His last touchdown catch for the Steelers was... he hasn't had a touchdown catch since like his second game with the Bears, and he's out of the NFL.
Did he not throw a touchdown to Derek Watt?
Did in the game. No, Claypool threw pass to Derek Watt the last time the Steelers played in Philly. It was their only touchdown pass in that game. They lost 35-13, and Claypool threw the only touchdown pass in that game.
Kenny Pickett game logs, last touchdown pass.
Charlie, you have it?
I got it.
Malzy, go right ahead.
Oh, do you want?
You're stealing his thunder.
Charlie, take it.
The last one that I can see is against the Tennessee Titans on November 2nd.
Oh, so they must have had a rushing
touchdown. That 20-16 barn burner.
Game.
But I even remember from that game him missing Pickens on that crosser that would have gone for like an 80-yard touchdown.
You think that's even a potential bet? You think they even have that
up? No,
on the
they
board?
Don't have that up. No, I don't think they have Fields stats up on this game.
The receiver for that touchdown was one Deontay Johnson.
Well, that probably was his first touchdown.
The Deontay's catching on. Other guys are saying that they don't want to go in and play.
You might have to call
happened last night with the Niners.
You might have to call Mario from Blawnox to get that bet in. Pick it. Old school.
Mark, people you think named Mario actually live in Blonde.
I was going to say Luigi, but I really stepped back on that one. So.
Well, yeah, you really stepped back because you still just said it and started laughing. So.
Well, I was going to say Luigi, but I'm like, I better not say that. So I went with Mario.
Now you've said it twice.
Mark, who do you think is going to be the MVP of the state championship game on Sunday?
Commonwealth.
By the way, where does people that live in Breezewood go to high school at?
We talked about this. There are no people that live in Breezewood.
It's part of a much bigger like township, and that's what it feeds into. The actual population of Breezewood, they don't even count it. Because it's like there might be like 40 people that could say they live in that area, but it's part of a much, much bigger township. So that's what it feeds into. Yeah, I'm saying the township has its own high school.
Mannheim? No, that's...
No.
I don't know.
Mark, who's going to be the MVP of this game?
MVP of the game?
Yes.
For Steelers?
No, just who's going to...
Well, Barkley. I mean, how can you not say
if you think the Eagles are going to win, then pick an Eagle.
Actually, I'm going to just go a group. I'm going to say that the Eagles' offensive line is going to pretty much push around that front seven. Man. Which would then lead to Barkley.
Pushing around T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward,
which
damn.
Which would then lead to a big game.
Better be careful.
Barkley.
If I tweet that out, you're going to end up in Cam's phone. You're going to end up in his folder.
Like I said, I don't think, I don't believe.
Well, you
I
will be
there.
With saying things like he's going to get pushed around. That gets you into the phone.
Well, I could say that as a group. It doesn't mean it was him.
So he personally will not
so
get pushed around.
So he doesn't get pushed
the
around.
The rest of
and
them,
Watt
though,
get
yes,
pushed
everybody
around.
Else gets pushed around.
The rest Benton, of them, though, are getting turned into just.
Who wins the matchup, Lane Johnson versus T.J. Watt?
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean...
I think Lane Johnson's good enough where they're going to let him go mano a mano for as much of that game as they can.
Lane Johnson's getting a little...
older. He's a crafty
veteran. So Watt's going to have a good game. Hayward's going to have a good game, but the Steelers get pushed around up front. Good to know. Landon Roberts, if you're listening, you're the guy that Mark thinks is going to get his ass kicked on Sunday.
I'm afraid of him.
So Roberts isn't either. Roberts isn't getting pushed around. Hayward isn't. Watt isn't. Highsmith is getting served his lunch by Mailata.
I like Highsmith.
Okay, so those four guys are going to be fine.
Patrick Queen is going to get absolutely dominated.
No, I think Loudermilk's pretty good, too. I think he's been playing well.
So actually, they're going to get pushed around, except they're not, and they're going to win the game, not lose it.
It's all going to be making.
By the way, you got to give me that eye doctor's address so I know where not to go.
It wasn't the eye doctor. It was another guy there was checking out next to me.
Oh, it was just another patron.
He goes, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He just drives me nuts.
You know what?
That bald-headed guy, too.
So I think, honestly, I got the worst of that. He at least knows Filippone's name. I'm just that guy with the big bald head.
Yeah, big bald head.
How did Crowley avoid the scorn of not driving people nuts? He's just openly a West Virginia fan on the Pitt Station. How is he avoiding widespread criticism?
I think Crowley's just a lovable little character.
What is he, like a character from Peter Pan? He's a lovable scamp.
He's a little, you know, not everybody takes him seriously.
Is he one of the little rascals? I'm self-deprecating more than he is.
That's a good point, Mark. He is the king of self-deprecation.
And everyone hates my guts even more.
Well,
it doesn't even give me sympathy.
Not everyone hates your guts, just the guy that was at the eye doctors.
I need a doggone... dictionary with some of the words you pull out, so people are probably thinking that guy thinks he's better than me. Am I not right? Is there some words that he says that you're like, what in the world?
Well, then I run him by Donnie. And
no,
Donnie's
here's
the filter
bit.
Here.
What is he talking
Mark,
about?
Here's the bit he does. He goes, Donnie or Charlie, do you know what that word means? Now, 100% of the time, he knows what the word means.
Okay.
But he asks them to try to make me look bad.
No, not to make you look bad, just to let you know, like, hey, you need to now give
so
the definition of the word so people know what you're talking about.
My real
That's
problem
all.
Here is I talk like I'm talking to him because I know he knows the words I'm using, but what we're both really doing is talking to the audience, and sometimes
and
I lose sight of that.
Maybe Mark is saying that the guy at the eye doctors thinks you're talking
or
down
Johnny
to him.
The barber's or Johnny the barber's buddies are just thinking, what is this guy talking about? You're talking down to me.
I that doesn't explain why he hates me so much, though.
I think that kind of explains
no,
itself.
I always say the same thing. I'm like, this pony, he's a good guy. That's just shtick.
Now, what do you say about me when people rip me?
I wasn't quite expecting the big, bald-headed guy, by the way, as I'm walking out the
door. It sounds like when people rip me, you're probably like, yeah, he's kind of a jackass.
I was going to say, oh, by the way, before you leave, I hate that big, bald-headed guy, too. Okay.
We have an answer from
He needed to tell you that on the way out. Wow.
We have an answer from a listener named Fred. Everett School District is where Breezewood residents would go to high school and school. Okay. Everett School District, which looks like it is about the literal size of Allegheny County.
All right.
So
Breezewood. Right. We'll be I'll be driving through there with one Jack.
Now, will
Hathorn.
You stop? Will you stop?
Oh, you guys are tag
team. Oh, yeah.
There.
You know what? Hathorn's driving out, and I found the perfect opportunity just to sleep while somebody else drives. So I'm like, hey, Jeff, you got any room in the back of that 93.7 the fan van?
Goes, well, you're technically one of our employees. You're on the payroll, so you're allowed to do that.
Oh, it's like, listen to this schedule, though. He goes, oh, you want to leave at 8:30? 8:30 in the morning, we're going to leave for Philly. Mm-hmm. And what time are you going to get back? 4:30 in the morning?
Jeff's hardcore.
Jeff is hardcore. He probably has like, you know.
Who's the hardest working man in Pittsburgh sports, Jeff or Pomp? I'll throw Pony in
part,
too as a
part-time
third
Pomp. No, it's not me.
I mean, Jeff's
pretty, I try to work smart, not hard.
Jeff goes from everything. I mean, he goes from Steelers.
Well, he wasn't at our luncheon.
Because he was covering stuff.
Yep.
I mean, Jeff is just a machine.
He's built different, as the kids say.
He is built different. So I would have to put him on top of the list. Pomp, you got to give it to Pomp. He's been doing it for 40-plus years, and he's still got the drive.
Then now he's working here full-time.
As Joe Starkey would call him, part-time Pomp.
All right. Mark, thank you.
All right.
Pony's eyeballing something else on that monitor.
I'm trying to find the clip of the guy that called into our show and like tried to give the suggestion on how the Steelers get through to Pickens, and I can't find it.
Oh, where he was. Didn't he say they should take him
Starkey
to like some.
Uses have him every day.
It was something about how he needs to take him to like old battlefields or something like that.
I thought it was the guy that said, anybody go in that locker room and say, what's wrong with you?
Hey. What are you doing?
That guy?
Does anybody anymore in a locker room like. You know, TJ or Cam come up to him and say, hey, what are you doing?
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Low of 18 degrees. More on Steelers-Eagles next is the PM team.